The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Perfect. We've been caught up in a trap. Well done, Rosa. You've gotten us all killed.
Oh, relax, Gawain. We'll find a way out of this.
Get your foot out of me ear, pretty boy.
What do you expect me to do? We're hanging upside down in a net. There's not much room to move my foot, so it may be stuck in your ear for quite some time, dwarf.
That better not be your hand I feel on my backside, Gawain.
Again? No room.
But it wasn't there a minute ago.
I can explain.
I hate to interrupt, but I think we have company.
Cut them down, boys.
Oh, back!
Oh, that wasn't much fun.
I think I broke my neck.
We'd never get so lucky. You're fine, Gawain.
Pardon me, but who are you people?
My name is Rosa Dernholm. These are some of my friends, Rast.
Hello.
Greybeard the Dwarf.
That was quite an efficient trap, laddie.
And the muscle-bound idiot is called Brett Gawain.
You should give some warning about these traps of yours. Someone could break their neck. Put up some signs or something next time. Jeesh!
What would be the point of a trap if there were warning signs?
Please, just ignore Gawain. He has trouble with simple concepts.
Oh, I see. So tell me, where are the rest of your party? I know we spied at least three more with you.
There are indeed three others with us. They stayed behind at our campsite while we came up here to, well, to see who you were.
You caught sight of us?
Aye, we couldn't help but notice you were signaling one another with mirror glasses.
Oh, I see. So, we weren't very careful, were we? Eh, Fitz?
Yes, I'm afraid that one's on me. Apologies, Lord Farron.
Lord Farron?
You know of me?
Not as such. But I am led to believe that we are currently within the Farron Woods. And that's quite a coincidence.
Not especially, dear lady. You see, this is Lord Dak Farron, whose family happens to own these woods and the lands around them.
Now, hang on a minute, Fitz.
Now, don't be modest, your lordship.
Are you royalty?
Well, my family are of noble blood, but not exactly royal. My father was known as the Duke of Graniton, and he owned all the land around these woods. That is, until the day he died, some 20-odd years ago.
So you're saying that you are now the lord of these lands? That they belong to you?
Sadly, my father died during the Great Uprising when I was but a lad, and the land was claimed by Emperor Leighton.
Then, technically, you have no claim to any of it.
Now, just a moment. Lord Farron is the rightful heir of this land, and someday he will reclaim every inch of it. Once the Emperor has been overthrown.
You're planning to overthrow the Emperor of this country with just about 6 of you?
There will be considerably more than 6 of us when we go calling on Emperor Leighton himself. Don't you be doubting it.
You are listening to Magic Monsters and Mayhem, Book 2, The Dark Path of Lillian Fairheart, Chapter 9.
Decide about fate of men, girls. Clad has decided not to cook man girls. Man girls will serve Clad.
Man girls not good servants. Man girls only good for eating.
Not for Dorf to decide. Clad already decided. Clad good leader.
Troll Dorf not agree.
Dorf is only troll who does not agree.
Troll Dorf, not only troll that does not agree. Troll T, fake troll Clad, bad leader. Troll T wants to taste man flesh.
Clad say we ask old troll, Troll Och, what he thinks should become of Mangirl's den.
Troll Dorf agrees. Ask Troll Och.
Troll Och, Clad wants to ask a question. We settle this now.
Troll Och will listen. Ask Troll Och question. Troll Och will tell what he thinks.
Troll Och. What should we do with man girls? Eat man girls? Or make man girls our slaves?
Think hard, Troll Och.
Yes, think hard.
No need. Och know what Och would do.
Then tell us.
Troll Och thunks. Both sides can be satisfied.
In what way, Och?
Clad wants mangirls to serve trolls.
Yes.
Dorf wants to eat mangirls.
Yeah!
What does Och think we should do?
Och thinks mangirls should be slaves who hunt for food. Or Och thinks mangirls could be served for dinner. Och undecided.
Huh? That makes no sense. You no help at all, Och.
Okay then. Och will be of help. Och thinks man girls will make good meal. We serve them for dinner.
Troll Dorf was right. Man girls make good meal.
What? No! Clad say we not eat man girls.
Troll Dorf say we do.
But Clad is troll leader. Come, tell them, Gan. Tell them Clad is troll leader.
Yes! Troll Clad is troll leader. Troll Clad is bad leader.
You think there is a better troll to be leader?
Yes. Troll Dorf would be better troll leader than Troll Clad.
Clad laughs at you, Dorf. No other troll feels the same. Dorf is too stupid to be troll leader.
Troll T thinks Troll Dorf make good troll leader.
Troll Gun think Troll Clad make better troll leader.
Troll leadership is divided. Does Dorf challenge Clad by combat?
Troll Dorf make challenge.
The challenge has been made. There is a divide in troll leadership. Dorf and Clad must complete the Torgon trial, which means both must ascend to top of Torgon Hill. One will fall down. One will walk back down. The one who falls dies. The one who walks away is troll leader.
No! Clad is leader.
For now. But not if Clad loses the Torgon trial. Clad cannot refuse the challenge. If you do, you will be banished with shame. Does Clad wish for shame?
No. Very well. Clad accepts challenge. Clad will be victorious. Dorf will die.
Dorf will kill.
Oh, enough, my friends. Oh, you must forgive George and the others, my dear lady. It is long since they've been a part of normal society, and thus they forget their good manners at times. And so it seems have I. Please, allow me to introduce my men here.
That's most kind of you, sir.
Yes, please do. It would be nice to know who we're dealing with.
The rather tall, outspoken fellow is George Templeton.
Outspoken? Me? Never!
The dashing one there is Fitz Redhawk. He's a rather new member of our gang.
New, but a bit polished compared to the rest of you lot. But worthy enough, I hope.
Of course, my friend. Yonder there are Liam Portman, John Unwald, and Yelt Vargo. And the women of our group are back at camp.
Women?
Even the fairer sex sometimes see fit to live the rough life. For the right cause, eh?
I apologize if our handling of the situation seemed a bit heavy-handed, but we must be careful, you see.
It's fine. And we had no idea that we were trespassing in your woods, Lord Farron.
Call me Dak, please. As your friend pointed out, technically I have no legal claim to these lands. At this time. So you are free to wander these woods as you see fit. And at your own peril.
The gods know, others do.
Others? What do you mean, lad?
These woods are known to harbor many dark creatures, such as trolls, witches, the odd orc, and other unspeakable horrors. So I'd be wary around these parts.
Horrors? I don't like horrors much.
Calm down, Rast. I'm sure Mr. Redhawk exaggerates.
At times, it has been known. And please, call me Fitz. But on the subject of these woods, never would I exaggerate. Beware, lovely lady. I'd hate to see anything terrible happen to such an enchanting member of the elven race.
You know my people.
Very well, my lady. I have befriended many an elf in my travels, which have been far and wide.
Oh, are we supposed to be impressed by that?
I didn't say it to impress anyone. I only speak truth, friend.
That's Brett. Cowboy.
What's a cowboy?
Oh, it's just something I heard somewhere.
Please ignore Brett Gawain. He's just a clod who thinks he knows everything.
Rosa, really? I know a thing or two, don't you worry.
Aye, and a thing or two's about all you know, musclehead.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but the night approaches. It is not safe to dally in these woods after dark. As Fitz alluded, there are dangers in these woods. It is rarely the safest place in the daylight, but at night it can...
It's worse?
Oh, much worse, yes. Now, there's a cave nearby that my followers and I use for shelter. I suggest we gather the rest of your party and make for it. You may stay the night with us, should you choose.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
But it sounds so much better than sleeping outside in the forest.
I agree with the little man. Sleeping in their cave sounds like a plan, Rosa.
I agree with you, Greybeard. Thank you, Jack. We will join you.
But Rosa, I honestly think...
Shut up, Gawain. I've made up my mind. But if you don't want to join us, feel free to sleep out here in the woods by yourself.
Well, now, let's not be hasty. I mean...
I'd quit while I was ahead if I were you, friend. Besides, we have some freshly cooking stew back at the cave. Lord Farron's lady wife is a fantastic cook. I mean, why not stick some food in your mouth? It'll taste much better than your foot, eh?
But I... Well, you may have a point. So, Lord Farron has a wife. That's good.
Oh, yes, it is. She makes him... very happy, if you know what I mean. And she is one of the finest cooks I've ever known. Come, I'll introduce you.
The rules of this challenge are simple. You both, being troll dwarf and troll clad, stand at the top of the Hill of Ascension. You will wrestle each other, and the troll who is victorious in pushing the other off down onto the rocks and to his death is winner, and shall be named the new troll leader.
Which will be me. Dwarf will be leader. For that to happen, you will have to kill me. Clad is leader. Not for much longer.
Is this where you lot dwell? A cave, eh?
It is indeed, Master Dwarf. It has served us for many months. It keeps us dry and out of the rain. And with fires lit inside, it keeps the cold air off our backs as well.
That sounds dreadful. A damp, smelly cave for a dwelling? Yuck!
Oh, Longshanks, caves make fine homes.
Of course, Sue. You dwarves like that sort of thing, don't you?
Aye, as a matter of fact, we do. What of it?
Oh, nothing. It just explains a lot.
Yeah, it explains why you have such poor taste and bad manners.
Go on, keep insulting me and me kind. This is a discussion I've been waiting to have.
Oh, ignore them, Greybeard. You know they're just trying to get a rise out of you.
Oh, I know, Rosa. And I'm ready to put them both down for it.
Well, I think this discussion can wait for another time, personally. Why don't I take you inside and show you around, eh?
That sounds like a lovely idea, Mr. Redhawk. Thank you for being a peacemaker. Besides, I can't wait to see what it looks like.
Why not? We can discover what the dwarves see in it.
Who cares, really?
Would you rather sleep out here tonight, Gawain? It looks like it could rain later, but I'm sure you'll muddle through.
No, on second thoughts, it'll be fine here in the cave.
Well, of course it will, laddie. You'll see, it'll be quite cozy.
Trust me when I tell you, it is.
Oh, I bet it is.
Let's not be ungrateful, eh, Gawain? Let's just be gracious guests.
Whatever you say, Rosa dear, I'll follow your lead.
Actually, we'll all follow Mr. Redhack here.
Please, do. I think your party will be pleasantly surprised.
I'll not be surprised, but it'll be pleasant enough, I've no doubt, Slatty. Civilization at last.
There, you're free now. I suggest we get out of here while those trolls are distracted.
What are they doing out there?
I get the impression that it's some kind of power struggle within the ranks. Seems like the perfect distraction for me to get you ladies out of here.
If you think you're getting credit for saving us damsels in distress, you've got another thing coming, Grapple Denari.
Does it matter who gets the credit, Divine? I mean, really?
Oh yes, it certainly does. I am not a damsel of any kind, and I will never let it be known that I was rescued by the likes of you, Grap. Got it?
Fine, fine. Besides, you're the fiercest girl I know, Divine.
Girl? I think you better rephrase that, mister.
Woman! I meant woman, of course. Sorry.
Can we just have this battle of the sexes some other time, you two? Please? I personally just want to get out of here. And I've had about all the company of trolls that I could want for my entire lifetime.
Follow me. I know the safest path out of here.
Great. Lead on.
Begin! Fight!
Yeah!
Kill it!
Kill it! Destroy it! Kill it! Destroy him!
Kill Troll Clad!
No! This is not possible!
Trollclad is dead! Dwarf is now troll leader!
Dwarf is leader!
Bad news, Leader Dwarf. Mangirls escaped your trial.
Then this was all for nothing? Dwarf wanted to taste man flesh.
You have been listening to Magic Monsters of Mayhem, Book 2, Chapter 9, which starred in order of appearance: Pete Lutz as Brett Gawain, Deborah Adams as Rosa, Dave Weaver as Greybeard, Victor Aurelius as Rast, Abner Sinares as Dak Farron, Persephone Rose as Fitz Redhawk, Paul R. Beesey as George Templeton, Victor Aurelius as Dwarf, Glenn Haskell as Clad, Lee James Sands as T, Mark Kuchu as Ock, Steve White as Grapple, Tanya Milojevic as Lily, Shannon Lowry as Divine, and Paul R. Beesey as Gan. The Magic Monsters of Mayhem opening theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The closing theme tune and the incidental music used in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The production assistant was Rachel Rumler. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The series creator, sound designer, script editor, writer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic Monsters and Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening to our program. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkboding1@yahoo.com. Please use the subject header MMM Feedback. Our story will continue in Chapter 10. Please join us then. Next time on Magic Monsters and Mayhem.
This session of the Council of Mages will now come to order.
Oh, why don't we just skip the usual formalities and get on with it, eh, Fredtum?
It is most irregular, but if Lady Natilda has no objections...
Oh, I wouldn't dream of it, lovey.
Please, Lady Natilda, won't you show some dignity by taking this matter seriously?
Oh, no, I am taking it seriously, my dear Garber. Yes, it's Pierre Garber, isn't it?
Yes, I am pleased that you remember me.
Oh. Well, how can I forget a man who once showed me his family jewels the night before he married his, third wife, was it?
Lady Nut! Hilda, the outrage of such an accusation.
This program is copyright 2018, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.